Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, Fiske Family Barbershop, and by Hometown
Hardware. We always say there's nothing better than looking for a win on a Friday night, breaking up on Saturday morning after you found one. Along with head coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton from Riverview Farm and Garden, and this is the Brett Chapel Show. Last night the Black Bears found a way to get it done with the win over Franklin, and just such an important game. A lot of things kind of felt like that they, you know, sort of going against us, particularly in that second quarter. But coach, your guys found a way to get it done, down 10 points with 6:35 or whatever it was remaining in the game to score twice. And come out of Irwin High School last night with that huge win to remain unbeaten in terms of conference play and move to, I think it is 5-1 now overall.
You know, tough win. You know, it was a tale of two halves. You know, but we knew going in how tough it was going to be, how physical it was going to be. You know, we felt like Franklin was one of the better teams in the conference, you know, in the preseason, kind of looking at what they had coming back. They had a lot of seniors on the roster that had played a lot of snaps, you know, from sophomore season on. So they were kind of a veteran staff or veteran group of players. And the coaching staff does a really good job with those kids over there anyway. So we knew it was going to be a really, really good ball game, a lot of X's and O's and trying to just find that next little bit just to find some success. And you know, we were able to do some things there early and then of course do some things there late in the game, but just a great battle all the way through. I thought our kids' resiliency showed it again, you know, because of dealing with the things that we dealt with during the game. And you know, we had a couple more injuries we were dealing with and a lot of kids having to step up and some of the kids having to go both ways that were only going one way to start with. But just really, really excited for our kids, our community. Got a nice celebration last night on homecoming night. It was just nice to see everybody back out on the field celebrating.
I want to go back to the week last week. Obviously, you had to make some adjustments up front with where you were. Obviously, with again, you know, having to make some changes with where we were at center. Then you know, I'm sure shuffling some other guys around, you know, up front on that line. You did have Logan Free coming back this week, so I'm sure that you know that was some relief going into Sunday and Monday, but you had to kind of make some adjustments, you know, even back early in the week, again, especially up front on that offensive line.
We did, and, you know, then get part of the way through the game last night and then have another one that we were dealing with. And it's just been in the last 7 days, you know, we were talking about it last night when we got back in the last 7 days. You know, we've had some injuries that we haven't seen before, and really hadn't seen for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, have all happened all at one time. But, you know, certainly our kids, like I mentioned earlier, are resilient. I thought they've done a good job of continuing to battle and, you know, believing in what we were doing. And we didn't panic. I thought our coaching staff did a really good job of not panicking as the clock was winding down. And, you know, we had plenty of timeouts. We had all our timeouts going into those last few minutes of the ball game. And, you know, I just thought we did a really good job in kind of how we handled that whole situation as we were, you know, getting close to trying to score there at the end. The defense got the stop that we needed, you know, to set us back up. And, you know, backs were against the wall.
Sure.
And I thought our kids came out punching.
We, you know, going back to the first half, obviously got the score, take the lead. They were able to come in and score, I think, on their next drive, and it kind of stayed that way until late. One of the big factors that we pointed out last night, I thought, was that, you know, they probably or could have left maybe 14 points on the board in that first half. So instead of being down two scores going into halftime, you're down 3 points. That was a huge thing. And again, you got to give a lot of credits to the defense, again, to find a way to get some stops and limit where they were going into halftime.
Yeah, to keep them to just that field goal right there at the end, you know, to make it 9-6 instead of a touchdown and making it, you know, 13-6 or 14 if they got a two-point conversion, whatever it may have been. But to hold them just a field goal was huge. You know, I had mentioned kind of a tale of two halves, and it really was, and the stats kind of show it from what we were looking at last night. We had 259 yards of offense. they had 229, but this is the stat that would get you. We had 80 yards in the first half.
Right.
They had 148.
Mm-hmm.
But you flipped the second half. We went from 80 in the first half to 179.
Right.
And they went from 148 to 81. Mm-hmm. So it was almost a flip-flop of what had happened in the first half. You know, and the point differential kind of showed it as well. First downs were fairly close and even, you know, as the game played on. But, you know, it was just a back-and-forth battle. Kids, both sides, you know, both sides played extremely hard. You know, as I looked across the way, their coaches were coaching just as hard as what we were. Just one of those really good games to be a part of. I think certainly the fans that were there got a chance to see a great ball game all the way to the end. You certainly didn't want to leave your seat and go to the concession stand towards the end of the ball game. I mean, it was just one of those where you were on the edge of it. And certainly as a coach, we were the same way. You know, but again, just great ball game to be a part of. I'm thankful that we were able to come out with a win, but it was a hard fought win, no doubt.
They came and played, you know, and we thought that this might be the case. They came out of their loss last week and played really, and I'm sure had the mentality of desperation all week, and that's part of what we saw out of them last night too.
We did. We saw that sense of urgency, and Coach Brooks and I had talked before the game, and you know, they knew it. They knew that how important last night was. They knew that it was, you know, it was a conference championship game for mm-hmm. them, because two losses probably put them out of the race. But if they got, you know, got the win, that kept them in it. And we kind of talked about that. So, you know, they didn't really look back on the loss to Tuscola as just being, you know, detrimental to them. But they knew how important last night was. It was, you know, you mentioned do or die. But, I mean, they knew they had to get that win. And their kids played like it, man. Phenomenal quarterback. You know, we knew it coming in just watching the kid. He's certainly the best quarterback we've seen all year. I think probably will be the best till, if we get into the playoffs, maybe see somebody down the road. But just a very athletic kid who kept plays alive, yeah. You know, with his feet.
Yeah.
I thought we did a pretty good job of containing him, you know, not being able to let him squirt out there and make long runs. But, man, he can stay back there in the pocket. And it's hard as a defensive back to stay in coverage that long.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, we made enough plays there at the end to get it done.
Going back again to that first half, one of the things that I remember feeling – you know, defensively and what they were doing offensively, is they were pretty patient. They were, I think, what they wanted to try to do offensively was sort of control the clock, keep our defense out there. You know, they'd start wide and try to find one of those seams, and oftentimes in that second quarter we were able to limit that, really, I think, as you just mentioned, in the second half. And that was just, you know, ultra important, and I think that gave us a little bit of life. You know put yourself in a situation, you know, obviously we're down 10 with 6.5 minutes left, but you felt like there was a little life there because we had just gotten a stop on that back end too, right in front of that,
yeah.
That second score for us. So, you know, kids kept believing, and I'm sure the coaches did as well, that, you know, you had an opportunity, especially after that drive that cut the lead to 3. You really felt like you had something maybe working there.
We did. Felt like we finally got the momentum a little bit. You know, it had been almost the whole game, and it just seemed like we kept playing from behind and never could get the momentum. And it seems like once we finally got that score and got down by 3, we got that momentum back. And, of course, the defense stepped up again. And, you know, we had a couple of first down plays. And then we lost Ian,
right.
You know, right there. So Ian had to come out for a couple of plays in that last series. And, again, we had our timeout. So we knew kind of what we were looking at. And time was running down. But we didn't want to get in a hurry. And we were laughing last night as we were coming home. It was like, it's a good thing we weren't playing, you know, the Packers and giving Aaron Rodgers too much time drive down the field and win a game like he always does. But doggone, we about gave that one too much. And you come back to the last couple of plays, you know, you score the touchdown, and the kickoff was huge for us, you know, because we got off sides.
Yeah.
We were a little antsy getting down through there, so they backed us up 5, and Pinkston split the two returners and gets it into the end zone. So we make them go from the 20-yard line. I mean, if they had had a return that was, you know, on up around the 40, they may score just because of where they're at on the field. But, you know, we just had a lot of things that kind of went our way right there in the last little bit. But, you know, our kids put us in a situation to get those things.
I want you to go back, if you would, to that last drive. obviously you've got all of your, we get the ball back with whatever it was, 3 minutes or whatever. You got your full allotment of timeouts. You mentioned Ian being dinged up, and of course we had other players in the same situation. But running out there with Michael, who, you know, got several, you know, series last week and in the game against Crockett, you know, sort of leading the team, and you felt like you had plenty of time. You got that, I thought, was an excellent play call. I was kind of thinking about Caden on the other side because it looked like he was in, you know, one-on-one coverage, but, and we went to the near side and it ended up being a tremendous play call. Really dropped that ball down the chute exactly where he wanted it to be. You know, we had a couple of underthrows early in the game, so he able to get it up and over the corner right there. And I'll tell you, the first thing that entered my mind when we scored was, did we score too soon? Did you think that too?
You know, at the moment, obviously I didn't, you know, to be able to hit the play. And you mentioned, you know, when Michael came in, we didn't necessarily play as good as we wanted to. You mentioned a couple of underthrown balls. Evan Easton, that caught the touchdown pass, had a couple of drops. You know, for that, both of those kids to come up and to make a play like that at the end, you know, was huge. You know, confidence builder. And those guys have been solid for us. You know, Michael's ended up having to play quite a bit of defense, but to kind of be thrown into the fire right there and to be called upon. You mentioned Caden. You know, the thing that had happened, they had their good little receiver, number 11, Adams, had got hurt on the series before, got the wind knocked out of him. And so he's the one they had put on Caden. Well, we were expecting to get a backup defensive back on Caden. So that was the matchup we were looking for, getting the ball in that last series. Well, lo and behold, they put the quarterback on the field and match him up on Caden. So they put their best athlete on our best out wide, which was a good move, but he hadn't played defense. We hadn't seen him on the field defensively. So when that happened, you know, we looked back to the matchup with Evan. You know, we got the first down right there, went ahead and called a timeout, and decided to make the shot. And, you know, Michael did a great job, put it on the outside shoulder where he should have put it, dropped it in. I thought Evan, I didn't think Evan had found it when he first looked up. You know, when he first looked up to find it, it took him just a second to track it. But when he caught his eyes on it, man, he turned it on. And great catch in the end zone, great throw. Just an exciting way to finish a ball game.
Was he held down going? It looked to me like there was some contact there right before he was able to pull away, as you mentioned, and make the catch.
There was some contact. I don't think he was held. I think it was just a really good play. Again, we had kind of looked at that matchup. Obviously, you mentioned earlier we thought maybe it was on Caden's side until they come back out. And guys, they made a great coaching move, and I would have too. I mean, you got your quarterback, it's your best athlete. Put him on Caden, take that threat away. You know, make us have to drive it down the field. And, you know, that was just something we saw, made the call, and it worked out for us.
Why, and again, this is just me trying to understand, why don't you drop at least one safety in a situation like that?
You know, they were playing two safeties high, but they were playing still tight to the box.
Right, that's what I mean.
You know, they were still playing tight to the box and didn't really go out and help them. When we got in our twin set, it gave us a little bit more of a problem because they had the safety over the top. So, you know, the pro set where we split the receivers helped us out a little bit on some one-on-one stuff. And, again, we had to have good protection. You know, we had another new lineman that was in there.
Right.
Ian had just gone out. You know, we just lost him on the play before. So, you know, we just had some things that went against us right there leading into that last play. But, you know, really exciting play. And then, of course, to come back on the defensive side and, you know, to finish it like that, you know, you just kind of holding your breath, hoping that you can hold on long enough. And, man, the defense dialed up a blitz right there at the last play to try to put some pressure on him. And Jackson Holland made a huge, huge play.
Never saw him, did he?
Never saw him. You know, we were talking about that, too. He just happened to be a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
And as he turned, he never saw him coming. You know, and that was another thing that we saw. They were leaving the tight end in the block. They hadn't released him,
Right.
So, you know, Coach Rogers and that staff were talking about all the way through, we got to get pressure on him, and, you know, we're able to bring it off that edge, and he never saw him coming.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hey, Pisgah grads, if you graduated in the years of 1967 through 1979, listen up. It's the Glory Days Multi-Year Pisgah Class Reunion, October 23rd at the American Legion Hall in Waynesville from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. All proceeds go to flood relief efforts here in Haywood County. There will be food, drinks, and a silent auction, plus live music from the Cat 5 Band from 4 to 7. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the Hometown Hardware Flooring and Design Center. Mark your calendar for October 23rd for the Pisgah Glory Days multi-year class reunion.
Coach, just a couple of minutes before the first break there, I want to go back to that last defensive stand that we had. Obviously, as you mentioned, had the penalty that forced us back, you know, and again, as you highlighted earlier, Pinkston probably hit that ball harder to the end zone than we've seen any kick this week. I thought that was a huge thing. But to go back a play before that, after the score that puts us up three, the PAT was as big a play as there was in the game, because now you take away what probably was a weapon for them with their kicker, mm-hmm. and made it a situation that they have to score a touchdown with one timeout remaining. And you know, I always talk about, you know, how important I think third down conversions are in football, but another, you know, huge element I think in football, especially in high school football, is the number of timeouts that you have in the last, you know, 10 minutes of the game. They were down to one timeout, so they were limited to some degree on what they could do. What did we do defensively there on that last drive to kind of keep everything in front of us?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You know, no, they did a good job. We had dropped back into a three-man front and put a few more, you know, defensive backs, droppers in there, almost like a nickel or dime type package. The problem was it allowed more time, you know, for the quarterback to scramble, especially yeah. if he was elusive when we had a harder time getting pressure on him. You know, he kind of picked us apart a little bit as they, you know, moved down the field. And, you know, that was the one thing right there at the end that we felt like, you know, as I'm listening to the defensive coaches talk, that we've got to get some pressure on him right here. He had the shot the play before,
right?
Just overthrew him on the post,
yep.
you know, in the end zone. Just didn't want to give him that opportunity to sit back there and pick us apart. It was a fourth down play.
Right.
It just worked out. You know, it was a great game called by both sides. You know, they threw out everything at us, and so did we, just trying to find a way to get that win, because it was such an important game in the race for the conference championship. And we've still got a long ways to go, but that was a huge, huge win for us last night.
We always talk about how well we seem to play in the second half. You know, the stats certainly bear that out. What was, you know, obviously with, you know, the injuries and going back and you know, Logan's situation, what was it that you looked at this time in terms of halftime, and what was sort of the mood and understanding of the kids at that point too?
We and I'm not going to make an excuse and not credit where the credit's due. Franklin played a really good first half and schemed us really well and came out, and kids played really hard. They knew what they wanted to do. We were not as sharp as we needed to be going into the first half. I saw it early before we even got to the stadium. We were a little bit looser than what I have seen us. I even questioned that to them before we went out. And, you know, from me to them at halftime, it was more of a challenge.
Uh-huh.
Where do you want to be at, you know, when this game's over with?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I kind of likened it to, you know, the opportunity's knocking at the door. Are you going to answer the door? You know, and finally we did, you know, late in the game. And then offensively and defensively, they got in there and they made a couple of adjustments. And, you know, we just had to play better ball. We had to be smarter. We'd hurt ourselves, you know, a couple of situations. And, you know, we're not going to – and I've told the kids all along, even after last week with the, you know, the injury we got to Dylan and Logan last week, we're not going to make an excuse. I'm not going to allow our team to do that. You
yeah.
know, we're going to own it. If we win, we're going to own it. If we lose, we're going to own it. It's not going to be an excuse from us because of this or that. we've had adversity.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of hit us. It started all the way back in the flood.
That's right.
You know, we're going to do the best we can with finding what we can find to be successful. And I thought our coaches and our players did a good job of doing exactly that last night.
So, and I want to go back to some of that, and we mentioned that, and speak a little bit more about Michael. How many reps did he get in this week? You had Logan that, you know, was made available again to us on Monday. How many reps did he get in this week? And tell me about, you know, just that maturation process that he had in just that second half from, you know, going to, you know, and he had some tough plays that went against him, obviously the interception that, you know, down there under pressure. Sort of late in the game, but it really looked to me like his confidence level really increased over the course of the week or the night last night, particularly again in that second half.
You know, the week for him on Monday, we gave him all the reps on Monday. Logan was just coming back to us.
Okay.
On Tuesday, we split the reps between the two, and then on Wednesday, Logan took the reps. So we had, you know, obviously we're starting with Logan on Friday. You know, Michael kind of got through into that situation. Like what he did the week before.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't as successful early on. We made some mistakes. Obviously, you mentioned the interception. You know, we had a bust on a receiver not going out for us, you know, on that one that kind of put us in a bind. And Michael didn't, you know, do a good job taking a sack or just trying to throw it away.
Right.
You know, put our defense in a bad situation. And then, you know, the one that really got me and I thought we might have lost the game on it was when we didn't convert on the fourth and short.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
I thought that might have got us. But, again, you know, we got our kids in a situation to make plays and, you know, that's all you can do as a coach is give them that opportunity, and they took advantage of it finally there at the end. And, you know, again, I was glad to see, you know, Michael and Evan have that moment right there. I know there were some struggles early in the game for both of those guys, but, you know, they continued to battle, and that's part of it. I mean, there's not going to be a game where we're perfect, by no means. We weren't perfect up front. I mean, we struggled with some things up front on both sides of the ball. But, again, that's a credit to Franklin. I just thought that it was a well-coached game on both sides. I thought the kids played hard on both sides. It certainly lived up to its billing. You know, I hate that games like this are played so early in the season. You'd love to see this game later in the season. But, you know, thankful to be sitting here at 2-0 and, you know, still have everything in front of us.
What are your thoughts right now in terms of health?
Really don't know. You know, we'll reevaluate some injuries that we got on Monday. I'll check on the kids this weekend. We didn't send anybody to get x-rayed last night. You know, that may be something that we have to do come Monday. But right now we're just going to see how and if we can heal up some over the weekend. You know, we'll come in and meet on Sunday, and we'll have to make some adjustments and some changes. And, you know, that was another thing for Franklin. Those guys were dealing with some injuries as well. They lost their middle linebacker and fullback from the week before. You know, it just seems like it right now we're just – you know, both teams were kind of banged up coming into last night. But, you know, we'll figure it out. Coaches will come back in on Sunday and we'll meet, and we'll have to make some changes and make some moves, you know, like what we did last week, at least for the early part of the week.
Especially up front on the offensive line, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hit pretty hard there. I haven't seen this, you know, in some time since I've been here. But, again, we got some good players. JVs are continuing to have some good success, too. And we got a little bit more depth down there. It may be a situation where we may have to, you know, look down there, you know, on some changes as well. We'd have eight-quartered quite a few kids. Braden Reynolds played a lot for us last night. He's the first kid that got in. And we've had to use quarters on. He actually got three quarters in last night, and thankful that we had him. But, you know, we may have to look on the lineman front as well. And, again, we'll go back in and look at these things on Sunday and see what we can come up with.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hardy UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes from the training room to the courts and on the fields by providing medical services to 21 middle and high schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who play their hearts out each week. To learn more, visit our sports medicine page at pardeehospital.org.
I was thinking tremendous win, and I want to get some into, you know, Thursday night too. But at this point, as you mentioned, you know, really the teams that, you know, at least from the outside looking in, that are favored to be, you know, competing for a conference championship at least this year, you know, we see them sort of early on. Now you move into sort of that back half. Obviously, you got Tuscola down the way a little bit looming, but you got West, you got North, you got East, along with Tuscola to finish things out. As far as, you know, team-wise, and again, with everything out in front of us, still in the driver's seat with all of the goals that we have, what's the mindset going into this week for you?
You know, 1 week at a time. That's the big thing for us, and certainly our kids, you know, have been good about being able to see what's in front of us. You know, from week to week, there'll be no overlooking, you know, West Henderson. We've got to go over there. For any fans that, you know, have been to many games here,
yeah.
It has been one of those situations where West always gives Pisgah
yeah.
a fit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone over there with a team from Pisgah, and we won 3-0
mm-hmm.
one year. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It'll be a battle going over there. JV game will be huge as well on Thursday. You've got West Henderson's mm-hmm. JVs that are undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, you know, our JVs who are undefeated. Conference championship on the line for those guys as well on Thursday night. You know, we'll host up at Bethel Middle School, but it'll be a good game.
Tell me about how excited you are for that group. Again, had a little bit, as you mentioned, some of the injuries. We went back, you know, Thursday night. Some of that we saw again, but JV program undefeated right now. And I said this last night, it really is, I think, remarkable with the totality of our programs to have the record that we do without having any home games is pretty remarkable. But the JV program is in good shape right
now. Yeah, I mean, they had a really good game Thursday. You know, another one of those situations, we had an injury with one of our good players, you know, on Thursday night too. Jake Hansen, you know, got hurt. Obviously, we talked about Colton Clark, who got hurt last night, and of course Logan's injury. But Jake was one of those players that was coming up for us on Friday, as well as an eight-quarter kid. So, you know, not having him to be able to put in last night, that put us in a bind too. So certainly he's got an MRI set up for Monday. So hopefully we'll get some good news back on him.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, being a sophomore and young, he's still got some years ahead of him, but certainly, you know, we'll be thinking about him as he goes in for that. But JV programs, you know, continuing to do well. Again, I mentioned it, going to be a really, really good ball game, you know, on Thursday. Two undefeated programs playing against each other. Excited for that opportunity. A little bit about the game for these guys, you know, on Thursday real quick. We had 416 yards of offense on Thursday night. Franklin had 136. Really played good all the way around. You know, we had 16 first downs. They had 13 first downs. You know, it was one of those kind of back and forth games. The one thing that I was disappointed in, we had 10 penalties and they had one penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit disappointed in that, you know, on Thursday night. Some things we've got to clean up and do a little bit better. And, you know, and we will, you know, good week of practice, knowing what's on the line. Those kids have handled, you know, the adversity very well too. I mean, we've played a really good Reynolds team a couple of weeks ago, and you know, they've kind of risen to the moment as well, and certainly they'll have to this week and try to get a win and continue to move forward with their goals as well.
You mentioned that, you know, we talked about health wise, but you know, again, the overall strength of this program is certainly remarkable, and I know that the middle schools are playing well right now too. And I mentioned this last night, and I think you and I have spoken to this a little bit too. You know, one of the elements in all of this is that there are not a lot of teams in the mountains right now that seem to be having the same levels of success. It's nice to have the numbers that we do and success all the way throughout the program. I know you're very proud of that and look forward to what that brings in the future too.
Absolutely. I mean, you got Canton Middle School that had a big win against Macon or Franklin.
Yeah.
You know, in front of our JV game. The big game with Canton Middle School and Bethel Middle School is coming up this week. Bethel Middle School's having a solid year as well. You know, both of those programs have got a really good group of kids in there and going to have some good eighth graders that are going to come to us, you know, next year as freshmen. So excited about what the future holds for us. You know, those coaching staffs are doing a good job down there as well. Had a chance to watch that Canton game and Hopefully we'll get a chance to watch the Bethel game in Canton this week. It'll be in front of us up at the JV game. So, you know, again, just excited about what we've got in the future.
Do you interact with those guys much during the season, or is it difficult?
You know, it is difficult. Obviously, we try to offer any help that we can if they need something. But, you know, just being able to watch a game or you know, if they call and they need something, we certainly want to try to help out. But those guys have, you know, both staffs over there have done a good job. Like I said, they've got some good kids in the program right now who are playing well, and excited to watch those guys get after each other on Thursday.
Again, we will be back on the air next Saturday morning at 8 from Riverview with the Brett Chapel Show. 6:30 is our airtime next Friday at West Henderson with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock on the game call as well. For head coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.